month, we have a doctor come on air to chat about what's important in the medical field, how to defend yourself against things we can't really see, like, you know, viruses, infections. And today, we are joined by Dr. Carol Kerbes. Good morning, Dr. Carol.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we are so thankful to have you here in on the radio with us, because HIV rates are in Manitoba are on the rise and pretty much the highest in all of the country. So I think it's very important that we have you on to talk about this today.
I agree. We're all quite concerned to see how the rates are rising here in Manitoba.
So, Dr. Carol Kerbes, for those who don't really know or are familiar with HIV, can you just briefly explain what it is?
Sure. So, HIV, or what we is known as human immunodeficiency virus, it's a virus that attacks the cells in the immune system. And the immune system is, you know, what the body has to fight off infections. And so if people aren't treated for HIV, the virus weakens the immune system, making it harder for the body to fight off infections.
Mm-hmm.
And if it keeps going over years, people can have very damaged immune systems. And that's where they might develop something that we call AIDS, or acquired immunodeficiency syndrome.
Right.
And that's when the immune system is so damaged that what is normally not harmful to us for infections becomes very harmful and becomes life-threatening.
Wow. So that basically means we just have less defense against sicknesses, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, with sicknesses, you don't have those things to fight those illnesses. How do you go about looking at some of the symptoms of HIV?
Well, that's part of the challenge with HIV. So when someone first gets HIV, they might get a flu-like illness with chills, a fever, some enlarged lymph nodes. But those kind of symptoms can be caused by many different things. And most people wouldn't think about HIV when they have a short-term illness like that.
Hmm.
And some people don't have any symptoms at all. And once you have HIV, you can go for years without knowing that you have HIV, because you really don't have any symptoms until your immune system starts becoming very damaged.
Right.
So that's why we really think it's very important for people to have regular testing.
And when you go for that testing, is that something you have to ask for specifically, or is that included in, say, like a full blood run-up?
Well, we're trying to encourage providers to do STBBI testing for all STBBIs more routinely. So everyone should feel quite comfortable in going to their healthcare provider and say, I want to be tested for STBBIs. You can also specifically say HIV, but most of the time when people are tested for STBBIs, HIV can be included in that.
Right.
But it doesn't hurt to ask specifically to make sure.
Hmm. Now, about the transmission stuff here, I mean, because there's a lot of different ways that you can get it, but there's also a lot of ways that you can't get it. And as I remember growing up in the 90s, this was something where people were just like on some kind of campaign about this, and there was a lot of false information. So what is the proper information here? How is HIV transmitted, doctor?
Yeah, so that's a really important question. So HIV can be found in body fluids like blood or rectal fluids or vaginal fluids and even breast milk. So it can be spread when people have contact with those types of body fluids. So most commonly that happens when people are having unprotected sex, so sex without a condom. Or it can also happen if people are injecting drugs and sharing drug injection equipment. And that's the most common way that we're seeing it spread here in Manitoba.
Right.
In other parts of the country, men who have sex with men, that is a more common risk factor. We're not seeing that as commonly here in Manitoba. It's more often men and women who are having sex, and that seems to be a big risk factor here, as well as injection drugs.
Right. So you mentioned sharing needles. I mean, there's got to be different ways to protect yourself. Where any suggestions on how to get or where to get, like, fresh stuff like that?
There's lots of places that distribute needles. So if people have questions about that, they can talk to their local public health offices or their local nursing station or health center, and they would be able to give you information on that. And we really want people to feel comfortable in asking, and, you know, you can get information on websites through a variety of different places. So, but ask your local provider, and they can help you find a place.
Right. Dr. Carol Kerbis, so as I understood it growing up, I mean, there was a lot of scare around HIV and AIDS and stuff like that. But and it used to be sort of almost like a death sentence, but that's definitely not the case now, is it there, doctor?
That's very true. Treatments for HIV have come a long way, which is really why we want people to be tested so we can detect it early. And the earlier you're detected with HIV, then the earlier you can go on treatment, and that treatment can be, you can live a long and normal, healthy life on HIV medications. So the treatment is really important. If you wait for a long time, your immune system is already damaged. Treatment is even helpful in those situations, and it can be life-saving, but you'll get the most benefit if you're on treatment early.
So,
and the other thing about treatment is that if you're on treatment and the virus in your blood is so low that it can't be detected, it means that you can't spread it to other people. So that's really important, too.
Oh, I have no idea. Now, let's talk a little bit more about protecting people from HIV. How do people protect themselves?
Well, one thing, we talk about treatment as prevention, so it's making sure that we find as many people as we can who have HIV and get them on treatment. So that's one of our most important tools. Then other ways is, you know, making sure that you take precautions in your daily life. You know, you wear condoms if you're having sex with someone, particularly if it's a partner that you're less familiar with. Making sure that you have clean needles if you're injecting drugs. And the other piece that I want to highlight is for women, we're seeing more women than men with new cases these days. And when women have HIV, particularly if they're in their childbearing years and get pregnant, it's really important to get tested for HIV if you're pregnant, because we want to prevent transmission of HIV to their babies. Mm-hmm. And if you go on medication, that's very effective at preventing that transmission to the baby as well.
Definitely want to protect those babies. And where can people get tested? I mean, like, there surely must be a lot of places.
Oh, yeah, any place that provides healthcare can do STBBI testing. We're also seeing more recent efforts where people have events where you can get free STBBI testing at events. But if you go to your nursing station, your health center, your healthcare provider, public health offices, all of those places should offer STBBI testing. There's other places that also offer self-tests, so people can actually take a kit home, kind of like what we did in COVID, where people were testing themselves. There are HIV self-test kits available if people would prefer to do that in their home. And there's some newer tests out that are provided by public health and different providers that can test you right at the time when you're in the clinic, called a point of care test, so you can get results right away as well.
Well, that's very important information, Dr. Carol Kerbis. I do have one more question here for you, and it's a bit of a personal question because it's something I've heard, but I'm not entirely too sure how true it is, and I don't know where it is with this. Is it illegal to have intercourse with someone and to not tell them that you are infected with HIV?
That's a very good question. And in general, if you're taking precautions and advising people and not harming someone, then it would not be illegal to have intercourse with someone who, if you have HIV. That's why we want people who have HIV on treatment and taking precautions.
Right.
In situations where there's more malice, like in if someone is intentionally exposing someone, those are difficult situations. And I'm not a lawyer. I'm not going to be able to tell you what the laws are.
Yeah.
But in general, when people have HIV and they're adequately treated, you know, they can live normal, healthy lives, including having sex, which is a normal part of life.
Okay. Well, thank you for all of the information, and we look forward to another conversation next month. Thank you, Dr. Carol Kerbis, for talking to us.